This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
The Out in the Open Festival is happening right now in the greater Shepparton area. And to find out about it, we've got the festival convener, Damien Stevens-Todd, on the line. Damien, welcome to Joy Drive.
Good afternoon.
Damien, I love the Shepparton area, in fact, the whole of northeast Victoria, and I'm so pleased it's got its own festival. Tell us about what the festival's about.
Out in the Open Festival is all about celebrating LGBTIQA+ pride and community diversity, of course.
Is it a big community up there in Shepparton?
It is, and it's just exploding. I don't know, there must be something in the water.
It's always the water.
It is. It's wonderful. There's lots of people coming out, so to speak, and enjoying the wonderful events.
So it's not just the Shepparton town itself, is it, that the festival caters for? It's more for the regional area itself?
Absolutely. The Goulburn Valley, Greater Shepparton, huge area, and we have people and events, you know, as far out as Merrigum, Maroopna, surrounding suburbs. It's what it's all about.
How did the festival start?
Well, about 13 years ago, someone in the community came to me and said, look, Sydney has Mardi Gras, Melbourne has Midsummer, Daylesford has Chill Out. I think Shepparton needs its own. And I said, well, why not? So we formed a committee and away we went.
And you've been involved in the Out in the Open Festival since the beginning. What sort of changes have you seen? How much has it grown?
I sure have. Yep, we're in our 12th year now, and back in, I think it was 2012 when we started, we had two events. There was a health and wellbeing forum and there was a carnival day. And now 12 years later, we have 22 events over 11 days and the sky's the limit. We're continuing to grow and, you know, next year will be even bigger again.
We're chatting with Damien Stevens-Todd, convener of this year's Out in the Open Festival in the Shepparton area. Now, do people from Melbourne come up as well?
Absolutely. We welcome guests. We have two full weekends of activities, masquerade balls, brunches, carnival days, you name it. And, you know, you can come up for one weekend or both.
Now, that started a few days ago. What are some of the highlights so far?
Oh, it did. It started last Thursday, and a highlight for me was our masquerade ball last Friday night on the rooftop of our local Shepparton Art Museum. There were about 80-plus people there. We had food. We had champers on the roof at sunset. It was a glorious start to the weekend. We continued on with a big food festival on Saturday with the Q+ Hub crew there performing. There were drag shows, there was art, there was culture, a brunch on Sunday, and we finished off with a gorgeous Queer Nature Connection bushwalk and campfire dinner last night.
Oh my goodness, that sounds absolutely amazing. So what you went out on a bushwalk, connected with nature, did you all feel good afterwards?
We did. We saw an echidna too. It was super exciting, but now I'm super exhausted.
It sounds like so much fun. What events are still to come?
We are off to Schnitz tonight for dinner. Winner, winner. Schnitz for dinner is the event. And then tomorrow we've got a beautiful event for youth, for Trans Awareness Week. There's plenty of queer films. There's a rainbow story time later in the week. Another author talk, a book reading, She and Her Pretty Friend. Globe Victoria is in town on Friday night for a regional networking event. Our huge carnival day happens this Saturday in the Queen's Gardens, and then we top it off with a roller disco. Bring your roller skates for Saturday night.
Oh my goodness, you just reminded me. I remember roller skating in the 80s and being able to do those, you know, those flips in the air and go backwards. Couldn't do it now.
I recall being unable to do them then, and I certainly can't do them now.
Oh, I'm going to come up to Shepparton for the carnival day, and I reckon we'd get those skates on afterwards.
Absolutely. Yep. Frock Hudson will be emceeing the day. Polly Filler will be, you know, there's so many local homegrown queer artists and musical performers. There's over 60 food vans and stall holders from right across the state, including locals. It's going to be a great day and night with the Glow Roller Disco. Come along.
You won't go hungry with all those food vans. Damien, before we let you go, you know, you often think that community events are quite, you know, central to the inner city area of our metropolitan regions. How important is it that we do have these events such as the Out in the Open Festival in big regional hubs like Shepparton?
It really is important. Gone are the days, thankfully, where, you know, the rite of passage as a young person, queer, living in the country, meant you had to move to the big smoke to have access to any and all part of our culture. These days, almost every other nook and cranny across Victoria is running a queer event or a drag bingo every other week or weekend, and it's so important to have our own opportunities and safety in our rural and regional towns to celebrate who we are and be proud about it.
We're everywhere, aren't we, Damien?
We sure are.
Great to chat with you. Thank you so much for joining us on Drive. We'll see you on Saturday.
See you then.
That is Damien Stevens-Todd, convener of this year's Out in the Open Festival, which is in Shepparton. And it's on until the 19th of November. For more information about this year's festival, you can head to their website, which is outintheopen.org.au.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.